Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
This is about once a month Shin Daddy takes a day. And today's his day. He's off. He's off a day. Yeah, he's just taking a day off like that. He said he had something for Thursday. He said he got so mesmerized by the Garth Glissman interview.
Understood.
He said he just listened to it so many times yesterday in repeat. Then he went back and listened to the governor also. That he just didn't have this prep time got cut down.
About those two guys.
Because it went on. And I just understood. I mean, he went back and listened.
Did you go understood?
I said understood.
Simple as that.
I let him know that.
You're a busy man.
And Jake put out a statement.
I did put out a statement.
What is that book over there? Can I ask you that?
What's that? That's what my notes are, and that's for Bill's Thrills. Yeah.
He used to have, like, back of envelopes. Those are my favorite. Bill would bring an envelope from the house.
From the house with it written on the back of an envelope.
That was the best.
That was better times.
Those are great
better times.
So Shindy's off.
Yeah, he's off.
Shindy's
today.
Off today.
He's off today.
Enjoy the fabulous fall weather.
Yes.
He'll have picks tomorrow, of course, right?
He'll have his picks tomorrow. Steve Sterling will be up tomorrow with that. The reason he's off, guys, is he's out helping the local. He's helping with harvest.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, he drives truck. Yeah,
he does. He puts on some coveralls.
Coveralls at that. Yes, he goes with Bert Lingenfelder. He wears some coveralls, and he helps do harvesting. So that's what he's. That's why he's off right now.
I wonder where Bert comes down on Nebraska's loss.
Oh, I should ask him that. I will. Yeah. I talked to him a week ago. He called me from the combine.
He used to call me all the time. He never calls anymore.
Bert, reach out to Steve.
No, it's okay. I mean, you know how.
What happened? You have a falling out?
No.
No.
It sounds like falling out. If he used to call
no
you,
statements
he
were made.
Something's on here. Yeah. Something's wrong. Yeah. Did you make him mad?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I think it's a fair thing to ask. He used to call you, and he doesn't anymore.
No falling out.
Okay. Well.
He's more like Bill's area up there. Just an area
Correct.
I've never went to very much. That area in the Northeast.
The Northeast.
Yeah.
You boxed in Crofton before.
Yes. You've been there.
I've been.
You threw hands.
Yeah.
You threw hands.
You threw actual hands in Crofton.
Yes.
Yeah. Little kid. Yeah. Keep rolling.
Well.
Hey, what do you got in this Mitch Sherman
article? Okay. Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2.
Oh, God, yes.
Thank you. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Mitch Sherman. Friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Friend of mine.
Long time Nebraska football journalist. Now with The Athletic. He's been there for many years now. Wrote an article yesterday about a potential issue of entitlement with Nebraska football's program. He said in his column, his article, he wrote that Nebraska's no-show versus Minnesota, the 24-6 loss on Friday, could be a sign of a deeper problem of entitlement in the program, leading to overconfidence, less aggression and unnecessary distraction. Thinks it could be a psychology issue in terms of Nebraska football, incapable of having a full season of motivation or purpose without having clunkers throughout the season. Is there an entitlement problem?
Well, the head ball coach mentioned the word entitlement. That, like, the context that Rule mentioned it, which I appreciated, was the guys went in at halftime 7-6 Minnesota, and they're all down, and like, well, it's 7-6, and he said, I hate that, because what's wrong with 7-6, you know, why do you think it should be something different? So I do think it's an odd thing. You can't quantify entitlement. Yeah. It's hard to quantify, so it's hard to push back on it. But I do think they're in kind of this, Nebraska's in a weird state right now where it's still sort of the current players benefit from stuff that happened a long time ago that they had nothing to do with, you know, guys that wanted a super high level in the 90s, even extending into the 2000s. I would say you could extend it to the Pelini era. Like guys like Malik Collins and Randy Gregory and Burkhead and Amir, those sort of guys. These guys now benefit from what these other guys did, but they didn't have anything to do with it. But here they are, and they get all the adulation, and they get all the, and now they're getting all the money.
Would this be something where the praise and rightfully so is so high on this fan base because of their interest, the support, their attendance? Like I say, they attend. Some people say, I'm a fan. Well, they attend. And they attend when things aren't great either. So have all this praise for the fan base from everyone. I've heard Neuheisel say, he goes, it's probably the best fan base there is in college football. And then
what?
Because
what
of that, because of the fan base being so sturdy, and then so they also heap praise on players. And so is that a problem then on the other side?
Well, does it work against them a little
work
bit?
Work against them because,
yeah.
because
I feel that, but how do you quantify?
Because they are still, like, say, if someone says, well, what have they really done? They still have rock star status in this state.
They do.
Out of the state, they don't. In right now in Mississippi or in wherever you're at, that no one's talking about Nebraska football.
Nope.
But in this state, it is so popular, and it's insane what it's like. So does that become a negative? Because there's some places where
I think it kind of can.
I don't think that in the city of Pittsburgh, I don't think a lot of their players are walking around and even being noticed or talked about. I mean, they're not.
Now here's the thing you have to add to this. I got to say this carefully. I don't know that I would identify it as an issue quite yet. I'd like to see these next few games.
Right.
It was definitely an issue at Minnesota. Or you could, again, hard to say for sure, but something was not right. And the head coach did mention the word entitlement.
Here's the quote you're talking about, Matt Rule. This is from Monday's press conference.
Nice.
Here we go. Matt Rule.
So, Mitch, like, I work for Tom Coughlin, and he would always say, you know, humble enough to prepare, confident enough to perform. And, you know, then you listen to Coach Saban. He always talks about, like, you know, something like workhorses or show ponies, right? Like you have to work and work and work and work as if you have no chance to win the game. And then you have to play as if you have no chance to lose the game. But you can't. So we worked. But you can't expect it to be easy. You just have to believe that, hey, if I play as hard as I can for 60 minutes, then good things will happen. Along part of that, though, in my opinion, is when you get punched in the face, you either cower back or you come out swinging. And I'm not saying we cowered back, but like we certainly didn't swing. And you know, you start seeing lots of guys walk off the field like something's happening to them. No, it's not happening to you. You're not playing good enough, and just so go play better. I'm not coaching good enough. So, you know, I didn't throw a fit. I didn't yell at them after the game. I didn't do all that because I own the fact that I didn't coach good enough. But you know what? I'm going to coach good enough. I'm making it very clear, I think, right now to our team and to our coaches what's expected this coming Saturday. And if Northwestern is just way better than us, then so be it, right? So be it. But if fans spend their money this week to show up and watch a team diving on the ground to make tackles and guys getting pushed back into the quarterback and just, like, then I'd boo us. So we better show up. Help me say that. We will show up. Okay. How about that? We will show up. I showed our team the last play of the game. Roman Mangini, walk on a punt return. He blocks for like 9 seconds, running all over the field to block people. I'm like, I went that for 60 minutes.
Yeah, Luke Lindenmeyer said something that raised eyebrows. I'm not taking Luke to task, but he said we didn't really show up for a fight. We showed up to put on a show. No. It can't be that. It can't be that. You don't, I mean, that there's a mentality. Now, who's to blame? I don't know. I don't know where that, I don't know if that falls under the category of entitlement.
I'd like to know what the goals are for the program. What do these guys want to be? Do they want to be, you know, Big Ten champions? Like, what is the goal? Because if that's the case, it's every week. It's every week you got to be ready for a fight.
How are they not ready for a fight?
It's a physical conference.
That's
the Big
Ten. Essence. That's the question. How were they not ready for a fight? It's probably a complicated answer. I don't.
It's definitely complicated. But I know this, like that. I said this earlier in the week with how you prepare as a coach. You do every single Sunday. You're watching film of the opponent, and you are. You're like going, I have no idea we're going to beat these guys.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I really was, and so
that's
gotta
be sickening to see.
It is. You go, I don't know how we can. I have no idea. And then by the time you get, then you get your plan, and you start to feel better. By the time you get to game day, but I mean, you never ever. So when there was a discussion earlier, you know, about like, you know, where they were looked at or viewed like right away, like, oh, this is just an easy game. You know, they're not very good. I just know from the coaches, that's hard for me to I don't think it happened.
I agree with you.
I think the coaches are like, when you're watching people on film, you never ever, you're going, well, if they run this versus this, it's a touchdown. If they do this versus this,
I've never heard a coach talk like that.
Yeah, I'm not in the building, but I just know how every staff I've been on forever, every Sunday was like, how do we beat these guys? And right. I mean, it's never like, oh man, these guys will. And then there's times you go like, I feel pretty confident. I think our matchups now are pretty good. But the early part of it, it's always like, oh wow, oh wow.
Okay, there's another part of this conversation that I'm cognizant of, and it's just because of my age. You can really overreact to this stuff. Maybe they just had a bad day. And then what if they come back? Now, the reason I don't go after one loss full into harsh criticism as much as I used to is because if they come back and beat Northwestern 34-17, then you feel kind of silly. Like I'm questioning everything in the program. Oh, they just beat Northwestern 34-17, and then they went and beat UCLA, and all that stuff I wrote 2 weeks ago just looks silly. I mean, I don't want to get in that position. I just want to see what this looks like. There's a possibility we're just overreacting completely, right?
There is, but
does not buy it.
No, but the reason the fan
there's
base
gonna be a statement. No, there's gonna be a statement.
The reason why people push back is that, you know, Matt Rhule has got to 5 wins every year at Nebraska. They were 5-3 his first year and lost 4 straight games in November. They were 5-1 last year, lost 4 straight, made a bowl game.
So he's 1-9.
They're 1-10.
1-10.
After getting to 5 wins.
Right. I get it.
That's the problem, right? Is that you have history that's not on your side if you're Matt Rhule.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, 1-10. Yeah. 1-10.
Once they get to 5, again, at the end of October, his first year, they beat Purdue. They were 5-3 and lost 4 straight games.
Let's see now. Now, this is, can I sell it to you this way? 1-10 when they're trying to get to 6.
Yes.
If they beat Northwestern and, you know, they go to win at UCLA, that's, you're looking for growth?
Yes.
That would be growth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you understand why the fans are terrified.
100%.
Right now, what happened on Friday?
I saw Minnesota. It was disheartening. But you see disheartening performances every week, right? You see it in the NFL. You see it every week in the NFL.
Sure do.
But there's games where you just say, like Alabama, Florida State. What hell happened to Alabama that day? They threw a bad one. They weren't dead in the
Isn't
water.
The most disheartening part is that, however you want to say it, that is not a insane talented Minnesota team.
No,
they're not an insane talented Florida State team, though.
What's that? No.
So how they beat Alabama like that?
Week one's weird.
I think that's why there's more. If this was a loss of 24-6 and at Oregon, this conversation is way different.
Minnesota, no, they're not great.
And then it's like, then you're talking about, yeah, but if they beat Northwestern and they beat UCLA, then,
oh, listen,
it's still kind of the same thing. It's like, hang on now.
No, the loss to Minnesota is a bad loss. I'm not saying it's not a bad loss.
But I agree. You can look silly because the season could end up 10-2.
Right. Then you're like, well, that's questioning everything about the program. But, well, let's just see what it looks like. But, no, there's a horrible loss, Jake. I covered it. It was bad. I couldn't believe what I was seeing half the time. Maybe more than half the time. Yeah, it was terrible.
How about the whole time?
Minnesota had come off a game where they ran for 53 yards against Purdue.
That was 30.
33 or whatever the hell it was. 30 yards. Not much. It was not good. Let's see what Minnesota buys. I want to see what Minnesota, who do they play?
They play Iowa. At Iowa. 8.5-point dog.
Incredible
at Iowa.
Game.
That's a game. I know you think I'm full of it, but I'd love just to go over and watch that game as a fan. Just sit in the sun in Iowa and watch that. Oh, God, people are going to kill me for saying that, but I wouldn't mind watching that. I'm interested in it.
It's a trophy game.
Yeah.
Would we get invited into a tailgate, you think? We'd have to stay kind of low-key.
Yeah.
Kind of say we're just...
I don't know.
Just say we're here from like Wichita or something. Just want to catch the game.
Random game of the weekend.
Yes.
We're going to Iowa.
God, the people that do that, I have so much. People text all the time like that. You know what? We decided just to take in a game. And that
that'd
would
be so fun.
That would be. Just like, hey, where are we guys going? We're going to go to this one. We're going to go to... whatever the game.
Don't get me wrong. I love Nebraska, and I want to cover this team. But if I was off, you know, if I was fired, I would like to go to another game.
What's your take on Minnesota, Iowa?
God, Bill.
Who wins?
I got to tell you something.
8.5 in favor of
Iowa. Hold on. I got to tell you something. I just watched one series of Iowa-Penn State. I was freaked out by Iowa's offensive line. Then I saw how they graded PFF. They were mauling. That's a good offensive line in Iowa. Not great, but holy God, that's going to be a hard game here. What do you think?
Yeah, because they're playing better.
I
watched them play Penn State. I go, okay, these guys look way better than what they did in a couple games. They've improved. And right now, they got their mojo right now. They just got done winning a couple games. I mean, they're in pace to be at a New Year's Day game.
Yes.
And how about Gronowski commenting on Dylan Raiola, which is another kind of taboo thing. Like, he said, it looks to me like he's holding the ball too long. Gronowski said it on Twitter.
He was asked about it?
Yeah, apparently. Because they play Minnesota, you know? So, yeah. He tweeted it. I did not see that tweet.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah. Gronowski, their quarterback.
Gronowski just doesn't throw the ball well, but he runs it well. He had 100-plus yards rushing against Penn State.
You guys like Gronowski?
He's a winner, I think.
He's a winner. Yeah, I like him.
I just think he makes the play. Again, he's
a big dude.
He doesn't pass it that well, but he runs the ball well.
I'll be shocked if Iowa doesn't win the game handily.
Oh!
Against Minnesota?
Minnesota. I'll be shocked. It's at Iowa, correct?
You're making that call.
Yeah, I think
30 in Iowa?
Yeah. I'd be shocked.
Giving Minnesota more of a chance.
I'd be shocked if Iowa doesn't win it by 13.
That game you speak of is Minnesota and Iowa, 2:30 on CBS. Again, Iowa 8.5-point favorites.
Hold on. Yeah. You're saying Iowa by many.
I do. I think Iowa. It's never going to be insane because Iowa's not going to score an insane number of points. Because the part that shocked me, too, was watching Purdue Northwestern. And I'm like, Purdue just went up and down the field against Minnesota.
They did.
And did very well defensively also against him. I was like, they should have won that game. They had a couple crazy turnovers. It was just dumb. Then I'm watching them against Northwestern, and I'm like, this doesn't even look like the same team.
What's the deal there?
I mean, Purdue looked uninterested, just unsound. Yeah. I mean, there was times there Northwestern was ripping off runs. And I mean, like, yards after contact, I don't know, because they didn't start until 20 yards down the field.
What I always say, Jake.
What do you always say?
Inconsistency is the hallmark of mediocrity.
Oh, that is your phrase.
Whew. Powerful.
Well, I mean, it is. I mean,
it's true.
You can't.
When I looked at it, for some reason, Purdue was ready to go that night in Minnesota. They were ready to go. And then the next game of the day, it's like, nope, we're not ready to go. And they were probably because they're playing in a soccer stadium, which we'll get to ask our guy about here in a little
Dave
bit.
Dave Enid, yeah.
Get a chance to ask him that. But it's probably a weird place to play. Not a lot of fans. Very odd. So I'm sure they went there and warming up was weird. Everything about it was weird. And then they just didn't play very well.
19-0 Northwestern over Purdue.
Nell's weighs in, by the way.
From Montana.
Nell's from Montana. About the possibility of going to watch Minnesota, Iowa, and Iowa City. He says, Jake probably has family going to the game. You could tailgate with them. Ha, 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 ha.
Don't think so.
Not that
I'm aware of.
Nels. Fired one across the bow.
Nels. Good joke, Nels. Before we get to break, hey, it is always, always speaker season.
It's always time to talk.
Always time. 12 months a year at speaker season.
People are talking. Meetings are happening. Reboots. Get the corporation back on track.
If you're looking for a speaker, Mid-America Speakers Bureau has gone from 7 speakers to 85 in a matter of a couple of years. They're well vetted. Bill is a part of this group at Mid-America Speakers Bureau. He's vetted.
This is a two-part thing. It's like, hey, if you think you're in speakers world, contact Tyler. He'll be a vetting situation. But everyone now is looking to hire. The number of times I just get inquiries all the time and just like, and it's from odd places. Well, the first time that I ever got hired to do one before I was ever even with the Speakers Bureau was that just someone randomly listened from the show like that and had me do something for them. And so that's how it started.
The show.
Yeah. And so that's how things start like that. So there's not this, where do I go? How do I find a speaker? Well, this is different. This is for this. This is for this. Everything that just, and Tyler will handle it himself personally. He's got to just reach out to him. Here's what I have. Here's my budget. He handles it from there. And he'll give you several options.
Tyler.
Yes.
Tyler Carlson.
Carlson.
MidAmericaSB.com, the website to check it out today.
Thank you, Jake.
Mid-America Speakers Bureau. MidAmericaSB.com. When we come back, Bill's Thrills. Cool parenting tips Thursday.
The Thrills.
Is next on Early Break on the Ticket.